Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Gospel, Luke chapter 1. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. This is the text. What do you feel when you hear the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that Christ has come? John the Baptist, the unborn baby inside Elizabeth, leaped for joy hearing the words of Mary. She knew that Christ was in his midst. Christ had come. What stirs within you when Christ is in your midst? Unfortunately, there are many in this world who do not feel anything at all. In reading the news articles surrounding the shootings at the school in Newtown, Connecticut, it was said that the young man who killed all those people suffered from, numerous disorders, but one of them caused him to feel physically no pain. He was completely numb physically. It was widely speculated that this rendered him emotionally numb also, but that's just speculation. I thought about my sermon that I preached in October. We talked about that Russian scientist who hopes to be able to download human consciousness into a computer so that you can live forever as a three-dimensional hologram. The promise is that you can live forever with no pain. It is a terrible thing to never feel any pain, to feel nothing, to physically feel nothing. Will drive a person insane. But what about you? When you hear the word of God, when you hear the promise of the coming of Christ, when you hear the words of the absolution and all of your sins being forgiven, what do you feel? It is a terrible thing for a child of God who spiritually feels nothing. You hear the word of God, or you hear the call to repentance. Your loved ones plead with you to take a different path, yet you feel nothing. It is a terrible thing when your heart is deceived by sin. As John says in his first epistle, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Those words are familiar to us, as they are a regular part of our liturgy. Your sin must be recognized, or you are spiritually numb. That's why Jesus says, when your brother sins against you, go and show him his sin, that he may repent. And you will have won your brother back. It is a terrible thing to say that we have no sin and deceive ourselves and avoid the truth. But there is good news. As we know, the rest of that portion of Scripture, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We hear those words, and we are to leap for joy. But there are so many who make the mistake of thinking that they are most comfortable when they are numb. It's why people, I suppose, get addicted to prescription drugs or, morphine, even alcohol. They want to be comfortably numb. There was a popular song by the band Pink Floyd long time ago with that as its title. The music tells the story of a man who, through drugs, alcohol, and mostly through closing himself out emotionally from everyone else, shutting everyone out, the refrain repeats, "I have become comfortably numb." Sin makes the children of God uncomfortable. Sin has made you uncomfortable. And our goal is always to find comfort and contentment. Now, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself. And as a child of God, when you hear the word of God, you cannot feel nothing. We feel remorse for what we have done when we are convicted in our heart by the law of God. We feel pangs of guilt and sorrow for our sin. And in the church, we call this contrition, which leads to repentance. And this is seen as a good thing. Because the repentant child of God hears those sweet words of the gospel. And it's like what Martin Luther said when he first understood the nature of the forgiveness of God. When he first had his eyes opened and his ears opened to that for the first time. When he understood that it was the righteousness of Christ that had been placed upon him. And that is the righteousness that God saw in him. He said it was as if the gates of heaven had been opened to him. He found true comfort and contentment. When you hear the word of God, what do you feel? If you feel nothing, then you're spiritually numb. And it is a terrible thing. It will ultimately lead to shame and disaster. And I pity the myriad of souls out there who feel nothing when they hear this message of the joy of the gospel. John the Baptist, the unborn baby inside Elizabeth, leaped for joy, hearing the words of Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit working in him. He knew that Christ was in his midst. When you hear the voice of God spoken in his word, and the Holy Spirit is working in you, what do you feel? The body and blood of Christ himself, which will soon be in our midst through the miracle of the sacramental union and communion that we share, the Holy Spirit working in our midst, what do you feel? Now, don't get me wrong. Faith is not an emotion. I'm not talking about ginning up or whipping up emotional excitement for the sake of having emotional excitement. But faith and the Word of God bring forth genuine emotion because the promise of salvation is genuine. It's real. The joy of the gospel, the hope of the resurrection, it's not something that a child of God can respond to as if it were nothing. The child of God cannot be indifferent toward God. Your Creator loved you so much that he sent his Son to be that child of Mary. Your Creator loved you so much that he offered the life of his own Son so that you will live forever in his eternal kingdom. Anyone who believes this greatest of all good news cannot live life comfortably numb. So I ask you, what do you feel? What do you feel when you hear the children of our church tell the Christmas story on Christmas Eve, what do you feel when you share the light of the Christ candle and wish one another a blessed and merry Christmas, knowing what that means for us, that Christ has come? What do you feel as you look into the eyes of your spouse or your children and you share the joy of the Word of God and share the joy of salvation with them? John the Baptist, the unborn baby inside Elizabeth, leaped for joy hearing the words of Mary. He knew that Christ was in his midst. When you know that Christ is in your midst, what do you feel? Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.